We were discussing about the good sons and bad sons of the Lord. So the pure devotees are the good sons of the Lord who completely align with the will of the Lord. And the bad sons are those like karmis, jnanis and yogis, whom we call them as those who devour and dominate and destroy. Which means Krishna says, I am Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. But the karmis want to also be the proprietors of all the places. And Krishna says, I am the supreme controller, Suhrit, in the heart of everybody. But the yogis also want to become controllers. And Supreme Lord says, I am Bhoktaram, Yajna Tapasam. Jnanis say, we want to be that Bhokta. So because of these three propensities, carrying these three impurities, these people become bad sons of the Lord. Now, how does a person become a bad son? If you want to go to the root, the scriptures give the reason for that. Janasya Krishnat Vimukasya Devat Adharma Shilasya Sudukkitasya. When one turns his face away from the Lord and shows his back to the Lord, then one becomes a bad son of the Lord. Because as soon as one turns away from Krishna, two bad qualities come. One is bodily identification with the material body. Another one is forgetfulness. These two are the curse that we get by turning away from the Lord. We look at the mirror and think, I am this body made of flesh and bones. And people connected to my body are my relatives, friends, family and everything. Similarly, we tend to become forgetful of Krishna completely and headlong go into the material world searching for enjoyment. Bhayam dvitiyat abhinivesatasyat ishadapetasya viparyayo asmriti. This verse says that when the living entity ishad apetasya, when he turns his face away, viparyayo asmriti, asmriti comes, forgetfulness and bodily identification. So this is made very clear in the scriptures. The first mistake that we did is our first rebellion, the original rebellion against the Supreme Lord. People ask, how can anybody leave the spiritual world and come to this material world? Even people leave ISKCON and go also. ISKCON is also spiritual world. You ask him, is prasadam not good? Oh, prasadam is ecstatic. Is the chanting and dancing not good? That is also wonderful. Any problem with the Lord who is standing there? You know, he is very beautiful. Everything, then why do you want to leave? I don't know. I want to leave. So there is no reason for leaving. Still, we turn away from the Lord. So, when one turns away from the Lord, then Maya captures a person. Actually, first step is turning away and trying to jump out of our golden opportunity to be with the Lord. Then, therefore, that Krishna Bolia says, Jeev, Bhoga Vancha Kare, Nikatasta Maya Tare, Chapati Adare. In the same manner, there is another verse. Krishna Bolia Sai Jeev Anadi Bahirmukha Atayeva Maya Deya Samsara Dukha. When the Jiva turns away from the Lord, then Maya gives him trivida tap and threefold miseries subsequently. So one verse talks about Bhoga Vanchakare, and then Maya captures him. In the next verse, Maya gives him suffering. Both are mentioned. So after the Jiva turns away from the Lord, immediately a covering comes on him, the subtle covering of antahkarana, which is called manbuddhi ahankar, where there are impure desires. And due to that antahkarana impure desires, a gross body comes over that, subsequently, which is given just like a microprocessor has a program. To activate that program, we have servo motors. Like that, the servo motor is the gross body. And the microprocessor program is the subtle body. And the fellow operating the microprocessor is the soul. So in this way, you will find, we turned away from the Lord, developed an independent desire, and then got the grass body to execute the desire, and thus we become bad sons of the Lord. So the grass body is a symbol of our sin, with which we wanted to disobey the Lord and wanted to be independent. But we can again use the same grass body to curb the sin by putting it in the fire of Sankirtan movement. If we utilize all of our senses in Lord's service, we It's like putting iron rod in fire. It completely, the material components are burnt off in our gross and subtle body. Then the gross and subtle bodies function exactly the way the spirit soul functions. Then there is no need of gross and subtle body. Because already you are functioning like the pure soul in the spiritual world. For that we have to become pure devotees. Then we become like Narada with a Chinmaya Sharira, with a pure spiritual body. And then we are able to turn our face towards Krishna. So the Krishna consciousness movement was established by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and subsequently Srila Prabhupada, especially to help the souls remember Krishna and turn towards Krishna. As Lord Chaitanya says, you know, Bhuliya rohile tumi avidya rabhare jiva jago jiva jago Gaurachandra bole kota nidra javo maya pishachi rakole. He's saying, hey foolish living entity, after your birth you are lying on the lap of a witch called Maya, and you are thinking her lap is very comfortable, but she is sharpening a knife to cut your throat. Get up immediately, run away. So bhuliya, out of your forgetfulness you are crying and weeping in the material world. I want it. You are crying like this. He says, get rid of this. He says, avidyara bhare, you are filled with ignorance. Yene shi yoshadi maya nashi varo lagi harinama maha mantra lao tumi magi. Come and extend your hands and beg for the holy name and accept the medicine of the holy name by drinking this medicine, medicinal elixir of the holy name. Your forgetfulness will be destroyed. You will again regain your remembrance. Again you will turn your face towards Krishna and you will become jubilant and cheerful with nothing to hanker for. And you will head towards the spiritual world. So in this way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to destroy our forgetfulness and revive our remembrance and place us in the direction of going back home, back to Godhead. So the original rebellion of turning away from the Lord and subsequent acquiring of the subtle and gross bodies and subsequent enactment of independently enacted activities separate from the Supreme Lord by becoming a separatist. This separatist tendency called Bhinna Drik, that has made us suffer in this world. So if anybody is intelligent to understand this fact by hearing process of Shravanam, then one has to get up and immediately one should repent and lament, my Lord, I am such a fool, I have turned away from you, please. Now help me to come out of this ditch of the material world. So material world is compared to a toilet. You don't stay there for a long time. Once business is over, quit the material world. Because the more you stay, it will be stinking. So therefore, the Shastra says, Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. Get out. And how to get out? Turn towards Krishna. Destroy the forgetfulness by hearing Shravanam process of both hearing the Shastra, hearing the holy name. And then face towards the Lord. Become completely a gentleman. Thoroughly honest. Don't do any mischief. Because I told you, three types of bad sins. Who are they? Naughty, mischievous and demoniac. Karmis are naughty, yogis are mischievous and jnanis are demoniac. So give up these three bad scripts. They are devouring, dominating and destroying. So let us give up these impure propensities and head towards the spiritual world by adopting this process of pure devotional service which is coming in the line of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the chanting of the holy name and hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Harinam Prabhu ki. Offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desert trees, who are ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnava vrindaki vaishnava takur srila prabhupada ki.